The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents... The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas. Starring Matt Heller, Ben McClure, and Jackie Graziano. Episode 8. In our last episode, Captain Strong and his crew were navigating through a dark, rocky bay in a rowboat when they made a startling discovery.
No! It can't be!
I'm afraid it is, Greta! That's the wreckage of Princess Amanda's vessel, the Golden Duck!
We mustn't give up hope, Greta. Just because her ship was destroyed doesn't mean she didn't make it to shore. Sticklebrain, Randy, continue to the lighthouse. Best speed.
Aye, sir.
Aye, sir!
Oh, Captain, if only I could be strong like you. All I can think of is my poor Princess Amanda out there alone, helpless, cold, scared.
What happened?
We crashed into some rocks, sir.
You idiots! When I said best speed, I still meant around the rocks.
I told you! Good grief!
Sorry, sir.
What's our situation?
Looks like we're sinking, sir.
Sinking!
Like a proverbial rock.
Terrific. Everyone, get ready to abandon ship. Stay together and try to make for the shore.
Well, that's it for the boat, sir.
Oh, my granola! I can't swim!
That's why you have a life jacket, Greta.
Hold on to each other and make for the land.
Captain, any chance that there are vicious sea predators in these waters?
I suppose so. Why do you ask, Randy?
I was just wondering if I should be concerned about this giant snapping turtle swimming toward us.
Maybe.
Ah! Sir, it's got me! Help!
Sticklebrain! The rest of you, go on. I'll take care of our Shelly friend.
Why, sir?
Hurry! It's too strong for me!
Hold on, Sticklebrain. All right, Snappy. Mess with one of my crew, will you? Well, nobody attacks even cannon fodder like Sticklebrain without facing some pretty serious repercussions. Take this!
And as our hero wrestles with his scaly foe, the rest of the landing party safely reaches the lighthouse shore.
Is everyone okay?
Barely! I'm soaked to the bone marrow!
I'm okay, but what about the captain? What if he doesn't survive?
We just have to try to finish the mission on our own.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that. You may not have noticed, but I'm pretty incompetent when I'm on my own.
Don't worry, Randy. Nobody thinks any less of you for it.
Captain, you're alive!
Thank goodness!
How did you do it, Captain?
Yes, it was pretty tough going there for a minute, but as usual, my expert training in all forms of close-quarters combat came through when it counted.
But sir, what about Sticklebrain?
I'm afraid Sticklebrain didn't make it, Randy.
Oh, no!
Yes, it's tragic. But he knew the risks when he signed on. We'll miss him, his little laugh, his gentle smile. But somehow, we'll carry on.
Captain Strong! Captain Strong!
By the moons of Neptune, Sticklebrain!
Reporting for duty, sir!
But I thought you'd been dragged to your doom by that turtle!
No, sir, I just managed to escape. It'll take more than an overgrown reptile to take out old crewman Sticklebrain.
I see. Well, in any case, back to the mission. We've got to get this lighthouse lit again.
It looks abandoned.
But remember, Greta, looks can be deceiving.
Yes, whatever. It could be dangerous, Greta. You'd better stay here. We'll let you know if we find any sign of Princess Amanda.
Sir, Greta be safe enough out here, though. Looks like the sort of place that wild animals would lurk about.
True enough. She'll need protection. Sticklebrain, you stay here. Guard the princess's chambermaid from any dangers. With your life, if necessary.
Certainly, sir.
Good. Schmedley, Randy, you're with me. Let's go.
Crazy door, sir. Gosh, it sure is dark in here.
Your capacity for grasping the obvious never ceases to amaze me, Randy. You take the torch and lead the way up these stairs.
You want me to lead the way, sir? But it could be dangerous.
Don't worry, Randy. It's actually a lot scarier in the back. I wish I was where you are.
Oh, really? Well, okay then.
I like your style, Schmedley. Okay, Randy, let's go.
Meanwhile, on the bridge of the Cooked Goose, Gordon Ambler and recently mute First Mate Percy Aquavelvet were having problems of their own.
I don't like the looks of this, Percy. That other ship is getting closer and closer, and they haven't answered any of our hails. Well, what do you think it means? What? Oh, pirates, eh? Sounds like bad news. Well, what should we do? Good grief, Percy, can't you write any faster? Prepare to defed ourselves. What is that? Some sort of nautical term I'm unfamiliar with? No, Percy. Don't worry, I'm only kidding. Gad, you military types. Learn to take a joke. Take it easy. Laugh a little. You know, kick back, relax. And what? Oh, yes, the ship. Do you want me to give the order? Now? Now? Oh, okay. Okay, everyone, a possible pirate ship on the starboard bow, prepare to defend the ship, break out the swords, load the muskets, and for God's sakes, be sure those jiggings are secure. What? Oh, bother. Sorry, Percy, but it looks like we've already been boarded. What? Percy, I'm not sure I know what that word means.
Meanwhile, on the Rocky Cape.
What was that noise? They'll think that it might have been on fire, the beast!
Don't worry, Miss Schumpf. That's why the captain left me here, to protect you.
That was very kind of him.
Well, as the captain's beloved chambermaid, you deserve special treatment.
Yeah, and from such a strong and tall muscular bodyguard as well. My, sticker brain, you certainly keep very fit, don't you?
Well, I don't like to brag, but I do keep to a strict regimen of diet and exercise.
Sticker brain, shh! Did you hear that?
Hear what?
That growling! It's coming from over there! Oh, my lantern, look!
Meanwhile, in the lighthouse...
Sure are a lot of steps, sir!
Accurate as ever, Randy. Tell me, what's your assessment of the crewman Sticklebrain?
Oh, he seems like a good egg. If you go for those beefy types, why?
I'm a bit concerned. Ever since we left Castle Jathriel, I've been concerned that King Guba may have some sort of spy planted among my crew. At first I thought that it must be that mysterious stranger, Gordon Ambler, who I'm convinced knows more than he ever says.
But now you suspect Sticklebrain?
Well, Sticklebrain was among those that the king assigned to us, and Ambler seems to be fitting in so well that I'm now considering other suspects.
On the other hand, sir, it may be the mark of a good spy that he does fit in so well.
An interesting point, Schmedley, one that is certainly worth some further thought.
Could that wait a bit, sir? I think we've reached the top.
Certainly, I was just trying to pass the time with some idle chatter. How does it look up there, Randy?
Interesting.
What is it, Randy? What do you see?
Sir, we are not alone.
Reach for the stars, partners.
Have Captain Strong and his crew discovered forces too dangerous for them to contend with at the top of the lighthouse? Find out in the next mind-blowing episode of The Adventures of Captain Strong, The Scourge of the High Seas.
I'll be there to give you all the love you need. And I'll be there in case you ever start to bleed.
Yeah.